And what about, let's say, if that broom that we're talking about were in that corner right over there, and the door was open, so you couldn't see the broom, and if I were looking for it, you'd tell me that the door is where?
Open.
Well, okay, let's say the broom is in that corner right there, and the door was open, you see, so you couldn't see the broom. If I were looking for the broom, you'd say, oh, the broom's...
Over there behind the door?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right, let's see. Long time ago, well, maybe not necessarily a long time, on Mondays, women set aside Mondays for doing one particular thing. What was that? Something with their clothes, maybe?
Wash.
Yeah.
Monday wash.
Mm-hmm.
Wash day.
Yeah, wash day. You'd say they're doing their what? Is there one word that you could use to refer to all that together, the washing and...
Just generally just doing their washing.
Uh-huh, okay. And what about that place downtown where you take your clothes, get them pressed and all that? You say you take them to the...
Dry cleaners.
Dry cleaners, or is it referred to as laundry much?
Well, generally, laundry is speaking of, you know, like where you take them to just wash them yourself and then you're...
Oh, I see. And, well, those pay washers,
right,
and dryers, that kind of thing. Okay. And, we were talking about, is that right? Do women usually do their laundry on Monday, or did they in the past?
Well, years ago, you know, when they did the laundry, say in the old wash pot outside,
mm-hmm.
they would set aside a day, which was usually Monday,
mm-hmm.
to wash all clothes,
mm-hmm.
and hang them out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, nowadays there's not really any specific
mm-hmm.
pattern.
Mm-hmm.
I wash about twice a day.
Yeah. Well, did there used to be particular days like Monday for laundry? Maybe they did Tuesday some other days? I mean, maybe on Tuesday they did something else? Were there particular jobs for particular days?
Well, most in the older days they had a baking day.
When was that?
Seems to me like this was either Thursday or Friday or towards the weekend, you know, when everybody be home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's,
anything other than laundry day or baking day that you can remember?
Not in the course of during the week or
mm-hmm.
in a particular week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, talking about inside of a house, if you had a big house, more than one story, what would you call those things that you'd have to go up to get from the first floor to the second? You'd have to go up the...
Just go up the stairs.
Mm-hmm. What about if those were outside, the things that you have to go up to get from the yard to the front porch? Would you call those stairs too, if they were outside?
Doorsteps.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that thing at the front, you said your house has a porch?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call porch anything else?
No.
Maybe older folks or...
Must have been older than
yeah.
That.
Have you ever heard people call it a veranda?
Mm-hmm.
What about, have you ever seen a porch that in some old houses that it's not only across the front of the house, but it goes around both sides of the house?
Oh yes, a few of them left.
Mm-hmm. Is that still just called a porch?
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible on some of these bigger houses to have a porch on more than one floor? Maybe have one on the second story. Have you ever
seen
anything
I've
like
seen
that?
Those too.
But as far as you know, that's
still
called porch.
It's just
still
called upstairs porch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a little on some of these newer houses? Maybe the smaller ones. They don't have a full size porch, but just a place, you know, right outside the front door. Maybe just big enough for one or two people to stand on. What is that thing called? Anything in particular?
Just an entrance, sir.
Just an entrance. Would that, never mind. What about if, of course, if it's at the back of the house, you just call it a...
Patio.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or back porch. Some people say back porch, front porch. They distinguish them that way.
Okay. Have you ever heard people called a